In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, St. Alphonsus of Liguori teaches us that to not be punished in this life is the greatest of God's chastisements on the wicked, and has been threatened against the obstinate sinner by the prophet Isaiah. Again, to not be punished. That is the greatest of chastisements, to not be punished in this life. Let us have pity on the wicked, says the prophet Isaiah, but he will not learn justice. On this passage, St. Bernard says, "This is the mercy that I do not wish for it is above all wrath." And what greater chastisement than to be abandoned into the land of sin, so that, being permitted by God to fall from one sin upon another and into another and another, the sinner must, in the end, go to suffer an eternal punishment in hell. This is what happened to a certain comedian in Palermo, Sicily. His name was Caesar. He one day told a friend that a certain priest, Father Lanusa, a missionary priest, had foretold that God would give him 12 years to live, and that if within that time he did not change his life, he would die a bad death. "Now," he said to his friend, this comedian said to his friend, "now I have traveled through so many parts of the world, and I've had many attacks of sickness, one of which nearly brought me to the grave. But in this month, the 12 years will be completed, and I feel myself in better health than in any of the past years." He then invited his friend to listen to a new comedy which he had composed. But what happened? On the 24th of November, 1688, the day fixed for the comedy, as he was going to the stage, he was seized with a stroke and died suddenly, and he expired in the arms of a female comedian. Thus, the scene of the world ended miserably for him. Let us cast a glance at all the bygone years of our lives. Let us look at the grievous offenses that we've committed against God, and at the great mercies which he has shown us, the many lights which he has bestowed upon us, and in the many times he has called us to a change of life. Today, let yourself hear again his call. He appears to me to say to us with the prophet Isaiah, "What is there that I ought to do to my vineyard that I have not done to it? What more ought I to do for you that I have not yet done? What do you say to this? What answer will you make? Will we give ourselves to God? Or will we continue to offend him? For the Lord has been silent up to this point, but he will not be silent forever. And when the time of vengeance shall arrive, he will say, 'These things thou hast done, and I was silent. Thou thoughtest unjustly that I should be like to thee, but I will reprove thee and set before thy face.' He will set before our eyes the graces which he bestowed upon us and which we have despised. Let us resist no longer the calls of God and tremble, lest the call which he gives us today be the last. Let us make our confession as soon as possible if we have the misfortune to fall into grave sin. It is useless to confess our sins if afterwards we have no intention of avoiding returning to our former vices. And some may reply that they do not have the strength to resist the temptations with which they're assailed. But listen to the words of the apostle: 'God is faithful, who will not permit you to be tempted above that which you are able.' Yes, God is faithful. He will not permit us to be tempted beyond our strength. And if of ourselves we have not the strength to overcome the devil, let us ask it from God, and he will give it to us. Ask, and you shall receive." And David says, praising, "I will call on the Lord, and I shall be saved from my enemies." And St. Paul says, I can do all things in him who strengthened me. Of myself, I can do nothing, but with the divine assistance, I can do all things. Let us recommend ourselves to God, therefore, in all temptations, and God will enable us to resist them, and we shall not fall. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.